free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September 28th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at the lead-up to the debate, besides the lockdown, of course, because we're now on day 196 of undeclared martial law and lockdown. And to a large extent, this election is simply a head fake, because neither party is talking about the undeclared martial law and lockdown. That's the most amazing thing to me, is how this has rolled out. And as I criticize President Trump for allowing this to continue, because he has a duty, not only the power, but the duty to do something about it. Hey, folks, this is being run through by the private corporations. And it is a responsibility for everybody at every level of government, whether it's the federal government, the state government, local government, law enforcement. Everybody has sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. That means that as part of your job at every level, you uphold the Constitution. If somebody else at some other branch of government or level of government, and I shouldn't even say level because that implies a hierarchy. There is no hierarchy of government. They have separated powers. And it's done that way so that any of these people can protect our rights and liberties from the sheriff on up. And the sheriff in Washington in the White House is asleep on the job. An oath breaker. Look, you've had situations where you had the federal government come in and say, you're not going to tell people they can't sit at the counter at Walgreens. You're not going to tell people they got to sit in the back of the bus. Well, now they're telling us, these corporations are telling us, we can't even come into the restaurant without a mask. You can't get into the Uber without a mask. These are the same tactics they use to destroy free speech and the free press in social media. Oh, it's owned by a big private corporation. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the debate beginning. Since Joe Biden is so impaired, he needs help from the New York Times. So they steal President Trump's income tax returns. Think about that. I mean... We've had the FISA court and the CIA and the NSA and the FBI, all these people come after President Trump, and they got away with it. They know that there's no penalty for doing any of this stuff. Nobody's charged. We all know what happened. I'm not even going to go into that stuff anymore. We still got General Flynn twisting in the wind after 4 years. And I think they're hoping that they can keep him delayed. You know, they kept this going, even though it was shut down once by some judges and should have been shut down a long time ago. They keep this going. I think they're hoping they can keep General Flynn on the hook, bring this back, and if Trump is not in there, he won't get a pardon. I tell you, it's absolutely amazing to me that he's been there, again, held out that long. But when you look at the situation with income tax, I said from the very beginning, 4 years ago, I said the reason they want to get President Trump's tax returns is because they're so incredibly complex. They got so many different businesses in so many different countries. The tax law itself is so ridiculously complex that it's the same as having no law at all. Any law sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. You don't know what it is. We don't, any of us know what it is. And so they can use it as a weapon against anybody. I mean, I've had Joe Bannister, who was a criminal investigator for the IRS, on. And he talked about how an IRS auditor who didn't like him personally, who was envious of the fact that he was somebody who got to go outside of the office, carry a gun, and do investigations. Oh, I don't like you guys. You get paid more than I do, too. Audited him and kept the thing going for years. He said eventually he was vindicated, and he even got more money back. It's a weapon, folks. It's a weapon being wielded by the New York Times as a prelude to the debate. The debate has already begun, but it's going to be in the New York Times.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September 28th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 196. 196 days of America held hostage. So we're going to take a look at that today. Before we get into that, just briefly, I've got to say, in terms of the anarchy, we've got a lot of stories about anarchy over the weekend. But I've got to say, as I saw this headline on the Drudge Report, car drives through dueling demonstrations between Black Lives Matter protesters and counter-protesters in Yorba Linda. I'm like, wow, what happened with that? So I did click on that because I thought, what was it, an accident? You know, because we did have one of those situations. You had a bunch of lunatic BLM and Antifa blocking an interstate highway, and you had an 18-wheeler, I think it was. It couldn't stop quickly. Right? People don't realize that. A lot of people think it's a great thing. They get angry with a truck driver, and they get in front of them and slam their brakes on, do a brake check, and they wind up getting catapulted into the hereafter. It's called the law of inertia, right? You cannot stop the big trucks that quickly. But this is not what this was. This was not somebody accidentally driving into it. This is not a neutral person driving into it, as the headline indicates. You know, when you look at the actual ABC News report, it immediately says this is something that was being organized by Caravan for Justice and a BLM protest. And the guy that was arrested and charged is a Caravan of Justice supporter, part of the organization. And the people who were run down were the Trump supporters. But that's not the way they put it. They don't put it that way. And that is the headline that Drudge chose to go with. We have several people reported the correct headline. We have it at InfoWars. A chaotic scene unfolds as a car plows through Trump supporters in California. Multiple injuries reported. Driver arrested. Exactly what happened. Why is it that the mainstream media and Drudge has to cover that up? But yeah, you can see what the thing looks like. We'll talk about that as we're coming up. And I'll just mention in passing, because this happened after I was off the air on Friday, glad to see news from Ron Paul that he is doing better after the horrific picture of him having a stroke live on air. So we wish him well and full recovery. And our prayers go with him and his family. But when we talk about the anarchy that's happening in California, understand, folks, anarchy is the absence of government, right? That's what we see happening in Portland and other places. And we see looting, and we see destruction, see businesses burning down, we see people being killed. And yet, the reality is that as bad as that looks, and as visceral as that is, you know, when you see a building burning, that's really grabs your attention. A lot more so than if somebody who had spent decades of their life saving, working hard, building a business, and then quietly folding their doors without even declaring bankruptcy because they don't owe anybody any money, but they can't continue because we've had anarchy in this country from the top down, from the White House down. And I am so sick and tired of these QAnon cult members, these MAGA hat wearing cult members who make an excuse for everything that Donald Trump does. This is anarchy from the White House. And he's burned and destroyed more lives than BLM. As a matter of fact, he's just come out with his own Democrat program. Now, talk about the prodigal president coming up. Trump has come out with his Obamacare version. Now you know why they didn't want to get Obamacare, because he supports it. And he's also come out with his own little watered down, it's a watered down Obamacare, but you're going to have mandatory situations in it. You know, it's not the, his number, he had 7 points 4 years ago, 7 points in his healthcare program. He's ignored every single one of them. The first one was going to be a complete repeal of Obamacare. No, he's going to keep the parts of it that are going to make it absolutely unsustainable. That will absolutely kill the private healthcare insurance. It's not insurance if you force people to insure pre-existing conditions. There are a lot of problems that could be fixed. That's not the right fix. That's not the right fix. There's a lot of issues in our medical healthcare system that need to be addressed. And he had the right approach, but he completely ignored that healthcare plan that somebody wrote for him 4 years ago. And then the other thing that he did was reparations light. Yeah, he's going to kick in $500 billion targeted to black people only. And let me tell you something. I'm opposed to welfare. I'm opposed to the CARES Act. I don't want to have my job taken and then be relied on the government for a check and a handout. That was universal basic income. That was the radical program that the most radical elements of the Democrat Party were pushing last year. We're looking at this and saying, they're crazy, they're insane, and yet I'm watching Trump do this by degrees. A little bit less. You know, it's UBI light. Here, get adjusted to this. I'm going to put you on your, I'm going to take your job, and then I'm going to give you a supplemental income, and, you know, you can beg me for more, and you can eat out of my hand. This is the way you train animals, folks. This is B.F. Skinner. Positive operant conditioning. Put us in a box. Have us beg and do tricks for them so they can treat us. And now we have reparations light. Oh, we're going to help black businesses. We're going to give them $500 billion targeted to just black businesses. This is not only racist, folks, it's communist. And he's declared Antifa and KKK to be terrorist organizations, but not BLM. Not BLM. Why not BLM, Trump? Because this is bold face pandering. Despicable what is happening. We'll talk about that coming up. But let me tell you one of the things that I think is most troubling. A tweet that I saw out of the UK. Because when we were traveling, I mentioned, yeah, it's great. You know, we're able to eat at restaurants and so forth. When we ate at a restaurant in Tennessee, packed restaurant, no masks required to sit down and, at a table. They don't play that silly game like they do here in Texas. And so we were able to go out to a restaurant to eat. But they don't have buzzers, you know, because buzzers, I'm pointing this out, buzzers are dirty. It's not just this particular restaurant. Yeah, you know, they said, "Oh, give us your phone number and we'll text you when your table is ready." And then I got some emails from listeners saying, "Hey, this is happening here. This is happening here. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in the UK as well. You can't get into a restaurant if you don't give them your phone number." And in the UK, one person said, "Last night I was denied a meal because I didn't have a government phone application for contact tracing." It's more explicit there. You may think I'm being overdramatic, but you must now get the point. What else are we soon going to be denied access to unless we have a government phone app? Let me tell you, this is the same plan globally. And the people who are implementing it, as well as the people like Trump in the White House who are sitting back, are part of the globalist cabal. They're allowing this to happen. They're pushing this out. They're doing it gradually. They're doing it by stealth. Wake up! We got to stop this. You got to stand up to this. And I'm glad to see people in London are starting to stand up. We've got churches really taking the lead here in America. That's a good thing. We're going to talk about some of the good things that are happening. It's going to happen from the bottom up because these people that are in government, these people that they want you to get so excited for to elect this next time, they want you fighting each other over which party is going to win. They're all united to take away your freedom, to keep you isolated, to keep you locked down. This is a Chinese system where you have to use your government-mandated phone and app to do anything, to travel, to eat, to get any service, to have a job, to go to school. This is what is happening across the world. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One story that we'll be covering later in more detail is breaking this morning from Project Veritas. Ilhan Omar connected to illegal ballot harvesting scheme. And, of course, the guy that was caught on tape from Project Veritas, his name was, you'll never guess his name. Yeah, that's right. Muhammad. It's like American Carol, the beginning of that movie, if you ever saw it. Muhammad, and they all stand up. Anyway, he's got a, he says, numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. He sounds like Fauci. You can see my car is full. All of these here are absentee ballots. Can't you see? Look at these. My car is full. Yeah, we got 300 a day. There you go. So it doesn't surprise me at all. He also says that, money is everything. Money is the king in this world. If you ain't got money, you should not be here, period. Which does not surprise me because, you know, we've had undercover investigations of the corrupt groups within that Somali community there. That is the power base of Ilhan Omar. A massive concentration of Somalis that have come there. And, of course, they found massive daycare fraud. I've talked about this in the past. El Shabaab. And this is not the quick draw McGraw character. That was El Shabaying, I think. No, El Shabaab, a criminal gang of terrorists in Somali. And they were taking this money that they got out of daycare system fraud. And they were sending it back, suitcases of cash full. And basically the authorities there in Minnesota just pay no attention. It doesn't matter how many times the press exposes and documents this corruption, nobody in government at the federal or the state level will do anything about it. This is why we're in the situation we're in right now with this lockdown. And getting back to it, the point I was just making about the UK person saying I was denied a meal because they didn't have a government phone app to track me. So what else are they going to use it for? Well, I'll tell you, they're going to use it for everything. And this is a system we've already seen in China. It's amazing to me how quickly and easily they've been able to roll out the Chinese system of complete surveillance and control in the West without really any pushback because they've got everybody so afraid. And the way that they're doing this, of course, is with partnering. But looking at the NHS, I was also sent the NHS Test and Trace COVID-19 app. This is the app that they demanded that you have on your phone. And the press release from the National Health System in the UK says the NHS Test and Trace has developed a new NHS COVID-19 app, now available for download for all residents of England and Wales. And we strongly recommend that everyone over the age of 16 download it and use it. The more people who use it, the more effective it will be, and the more you will lose your freedom. Uber, meanwhile, here in America, is doing the same thing for them. We don't have a government creating an app and demanding that you put it on your phone. No, we're Americans. We don't put up with that kind of tyranny. Government telling me I got to put a tracking app on my phone? Well, the government's already told you that they use your phone as Big Brother. They were laughing about that 7 years ago, more than 7 years ago, 7 years ago that we had the limited hangout of the Snowden documents come out. Yeah, there's that Uber commercial. So-and-so's mask protects this other, you know, A's mask protects B's, B's mask protects C, C's mask protects D. Well, nobody's really protected, are they? Your mask only protects other people, but doesn't protect you. They're telling you half truths. Yes, your mask does not protect you, and it therefore does not protect anybody else either. But that's where Uber is. And so now, as this article we have on Infowars.com, Uber demands refuseniks take mask selfies before they're allowed to use the service. And they're proud of this. They've got signs that say, no mask, no ride. We said it. We meant it. Well, I won't be right. I've ridden on Uber exactly on one occasion, and that was when I was covering the DNC convention 4 years ago. Only time I ever had to use their system because it's the only way to get anywhere. Walked forever to try to get back to the hotel with all the cameras and luggage and everything. So it's finally, okay, I'm going to have to take Uber. Only time I've ever used them. Will not use them again, ever, even under a situation like that. Nanny state aesthetics are going to kill companies, said one person. Another says they're dead set on making city life as unbearable as possible. Another one, that copy, that ad, makes me want to never ride with Uber again. Oh, but they will, won't they? Yeah. See, it's not that these companies are not going to be killed by this. And the reason they're not going to be harmed by this is because the government is killing their competition. That's what this lockdown is about, don't you understand? I mean, look at what they called the temporary relief that was going to be there for the small businesses. PPP, Payroll Protection Program. Well, they've been talking about PPP for a very long time, but it was never called the Payroll Protection Program. It was always called the Private-Public Partnership. And, you know, if I was a conspiracy theorist, and I am, I would say that when these SOBs were trying to decide what they were going to name this program, where they were going to kill the middle class and small businesses so they could use the big businesses like Uber to control us, they said, hey, this is going to be a public-private partnership. Let's just call it PPP, but we'll change the underlying words here, because that's exactly what this is. This is a public-private partnership to kill small businesses and to make sure that the Quislings, the giant corporate Quislings, who got the PPP money, by the way, they predominantly went to Wall Street and to Planned Parenthood, got $80 million. Now, you didn't hear that mentioned at the pro-life demonstration and parade over the weekend. They got $80 million from the CARES Act, and they kept the $80 million from the CARES Act. So, you know, when you look at this, just understand what PPP means. They're PPPing down your neck, down your back, and telling you it's raining, folks. Now, if you ever flag for not wearing a mask, you'll have to take a selfie in our Uber app to verify that you're wearing one before your next ride. Well, there won't be a next ride. And to just show you how desperate these people are, we got a Maryland man sentenced to prison for a year because he held two parties. We've got police in New York City breaking up a wedding with 300 guests and arresting the people who are running it. More on that when we come back. We'll tell you about the pushback in London. Better get out the Guy Fawkes masks. because they are ramping that up there as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down, and they're heroes. And oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at Infowars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always four or five times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way that totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up. Under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided it's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use big tech to shut you up.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's talk about the high-tech takeover plan, because as I've said many times, the real virus that has been unleashed on the world is the Chinese virus. The global lockdown, it's really a propaganda campaign. I've said this many times, and now I'm glad to see that Tablet Magazine, tabletmag.com, is now saying the same thing. China's global lockdown propaganda campaign. Inside the CCP's use of social media bots and other disinformation tactics to promote its response to the coronavirus pandemic and to attack its critics. Said this, what, 2 weeks ago? Went through a lot of detail about this, and going back to, as I've said over and over again, that's the real issue. That's the real virus that's been released. And in terms of what they're talking about here in terms of social media bots, I haven't read the full article. I just saw the headlines here. But I've talked about how they focused their social media bots on Italy to pressure and to condemn anybody that did not do what they modeled for everyone to do. What if the Wuhan biolab situation was an elaborate propaganda campaign? What if, rather than effectively creating a chimera virus, that Fauci and the Chinese collaborated an elaborate story that was totally believable? Because we've had a lot of situations where they have acted recklessly, immorally, illegally to create these gain-of-function chimera? This program should be shut down. Isn't it interesting that that is not even talked about? We've locked down everything except the bioweapons program that many people were told, this is at the core of all this. Well, if that's at the core of it, why don't we shut that down? Why don't we lock up Fauci and Francis Collins for funding that research, for continuing to fund the research and giving any even more money to their partner at UNC Chapel Hill? Why don't we lock those people up? No. They don't care about that. They don't care about that. Instead, you know, when we look at this, when we look at the scandal with the PPE, you know, the masks and all this other stuff, turned into a massive arbitrage scam. They go in and buy up all the stuff and then sell it at a higher price after they've put out the pattern and said, everybody do this, and everybody follows China's lead and does all that. And then China sells the PPE equipment at a higher price. You can call that scalping, or if you want to be polite, you can call it arbitrage. But we were had. We were had by the Chinese. They tricked us with this method that they demonstrated, with this claim of a pandemic. We now know that either these people don't know what they're doing, or they failed, or the whole thing was a lie to start with. They sent us tests that were already pre-contaminated. They bought the PPE equipment, sold it to us at a higher price. They made sure they got Hong Kong under control by using these lockdown panics. Yeah, and they bankrupted the West. How's that for 4D or 5D chess? This is not even 2D checkers. When we look at what is happening now and this insanity that's been unleashed in America, you want to see how China looks when it comes to America? Maryland man sentenced to prison for having two parties. This is back in March. And so they've just now sentenced him. And they're sentencing. They're not saying, okay, 1 year in jail, suspended, you're under, you know, don't do this again. No, they're actually going to send him to prison. And then they're going to have him under probation for 3 years after his release. So what's up with that? Do they intend to ban all parties for 3 years? All right. One year in jail and you're out. And if you do any more parties, you're going to go straight back. Repeat offender. This guy who, I'm sorry, I don't want his haircut is humorous. His circumstances are not. He's almost bald except for a little tuft of blue hair that's sticking straight up. And I understand this guy can't even get to a hairstylist, but being sentenced to a year in prison for holding illegal parties is no laughing matter, folks. Let me tell you, we've got two political parties that don't care about this lockdown, don't care about your constitutional rights, don't care about individual liberty. They have gone rogue. They're oath-breaking traitors. And these two political parties are saying, no parties for you. No house parties, no wedding parties, no funerals, no churches, no protests, unless they're the right kind of political protests. And in that case, we will celebrate and join you. But anybody protesting our lockdown, our takeover of the Constitution, our martial law for 196 days, no. You will go to jail. This guy, first of all, he had 50 to 60 people over to his home for the first bash that he threw on March 22nd. When officers arrived to shut it down, they said he was, quote, argumentative. But he eventually agreed to disband his party. So you don't, not supposed to argue with these. That's a jail sentence right there. Or they could have just killed him. He argued with them. But he went right back to throwing another party with more than 50 people less than a week later on March the 27th. Well, that's it. We've just had it with this guy. He's just one party after the other. You know, we got to lock him up. Officers told him to disband the party, but again, he was argumentative, claiming that he and his guests had a right to congregate. You know, he's actually right about that. He was arguing with them about the Constitution. You're not supposed to do that in America anymore. Beyond being argumentative, Myers directed his guests to stay in defiance of the governor's orders and the officer's lawful orders to disband the party. No, they're not lawful orders. They're just orders. And so, you know... I would say to this guy and everybody else, hey, you know, party on, dude. Be excellent to each other. No, we are We have gone back to the dark ages in this country. That's the time traveling that we're doing right here. So he's got a 12-month sentence. Meanwhile, in New York City, we have a sheriff who has now arrested the owner and manager of a venue in Queens, both taken into custody, both arrested. Cops busted the illegal gathering of almost 300 guests. How about that? Hey, geez, what do they think this is? They think this is a free, you think this is a free country? What's the matter with you? You gonna have a wedding? Upon entering the hall, this is a Daily Beast, boy. They really got their hackles up. They call it illicit. It's an illicit wedding. See, this is why I say you have in 2020, as I said last week, 2020 is now like the 1920s. You got to have speakeasies because now, you know, instead of prohibiting alcohol, they're prohibiting any social gathering for any purpose whatsoever. And you better keep it quiet. You know, that was the whole thing. Folks, you don't understand. Speakeasies. You got to keep it easy. Got to keep it quiet. The way they found these people was because of loud music. And I imagine looking at this guy's haircut, he's probably playing some punk rock really loud. It's a dead giveaway. You can't run a speakeasy. You can't do underground social gatherings as we're going to have to do now in America if you're not going to keep the music down. So they found a large number of people upon entering. Upon entering, deputies found a large group of people entering the location, what appears to be an indoor parking area. See, they're even planning for that. An indoor parking area. Going to sneak everybody in, but then they blow their cover by cranking up the amps on the party music. I don't know, but you know what? I just got to ask, do Trump and Barr have responsibility to defend civil liberty? Or are we just going to make corporations our bosses? Right? You know, the principle is the same thing that they did with free speech, where you cannot allow governors or corporations or anybody else to shut down our rights. We didn't allow the governor of Alabama or Walgreens to tell black people they couldn't have services. And now are they going to support our individual choices, our health choices? Are they going to demand that people who are not sick have to wear masks everywhere we go in order to get services, that we have to have vaccines? Is Trump not going to do anything about this? Instead, we're going to turn this over to the Wall Street Quislings of the globalists, of the Chinese? Looks like that, doesn't it? Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago when the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been municipalized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots. That's how the UN works. That then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about what happened in London as well as in Washington, D.C. We had large rallies of people not wearing masks, both places. Of course, we have large churches that are meeting by the tens of thousands. No masks. This is a fraud. We've got more information about how fraudulent this lockdown is coming up. But, you know, one of the things that I saw over the weekend, not too far from here, over towards Houston, had one child died from an amoeba. And I've seen, the first time I saw this, I was in Florida in high school. I remember first time I ever heard of this particular situation. Stagnant water, and this bacteria grows, and basically it can be fatal. And they found this in the city water supply. So, you know, you can always trust government, right? Never trust government. It's why we filter our water. And you can look at the tests and see what they filter. I mean, every time I look up these things and see what they are capable of filtering, they always get 99.99999%. In other words, as far as they can measure to make sure that it doesn't have that there. And you can find these as well as many other things. As a matter of fact, talking about filters, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter right now is about half price, about $130 off, plus free shipping. And talking about the filters, it's got a pre-filter, it's got a HEPA filter, and it's got a carbon-activated filter. And not only that, but it's attractive. It senses when there's something in the air, steps up the fan, still silent, though, and changes from a blue to red if it's a lot. Or if it's a moderate concentration, it goes to purple. So you can see it go from red down to purple down to blue again. Very effective. We keep that in our kitchen, and it is a very effective filter. We got a lot of those here at the office as well. That's right now. Free shipping and about $130 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. We also have some other specials. We have Winter Sun Plus. That's our vitamin D plus vitamin K, a liquid formulation. And I read to you at the very beginning when this all happened, I said, you need to get some vitamin D. And of course it sold out like so many other things. During the winter, when you're not getting any sunlight, when people are more prone to get sick with a coronavirus, any kind of coronavirus, this is very effective. And that's not just me saying this. These are the people from the CDC, people from the NIH saying this. Back in March, you had Dr. Tom Frieden, the former head of the CDC, telling people, well, it's not gonna kill the coronavirus, but what it'll do is it'll boost your immune system. So your immune system, remember that immune system that they don't like to talk about anymore? You know, we're gonna wear the mask. The masks are now our immune system. No, you do have a very effective immune system, but it has to be healthy. You have to keep it in time. And the way that you do that is with vitamin D supplementation. You also had a scientist at the NIH right now, Dr. John C. Umha. He said, as a public health specialist at the NIH, I outlined how a lack of sun-induced vitamin D in the winter and early spring leads to epidemic acute respiratory infections. Maybe that's why they're keeping everybody indoors. Anybody that gets an acute respiratory upper infection, oh, yeah, that's COVID for sure. I don't have the test. The tests don't work. Whatever. It's COVID. So he points out that it's very important. So it's not just us that say that. Everybody is saying that. Everybody knows that. And Winter Sun Plus has vitamin K as part of it as well. So make sure you get that. It's on sale right now. 25% off plus free shipping. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix selling out at 10% off plus free shipping. Bod Ease now 10% off plus free shipping. Many other products heavily discounted up to 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about the pushback, the rise of the resistance here and abroad. First of all, here in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, they had the 2020 prayer march. About 55,000 people said they were going to attend. It packed the Washington Mall. You can see that there. I don't see too many people wearing masks. As a matter of fact, almost all of them don't have masks. And oh, by the way, even if you are wearing a mask and you're not social distancing, they say it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. So they're not social distancing. That's the most important thing. The march stretched from the Lincoln Memorial to the U.S. Capitol. It was held just hours before Trump was set to announce that he was nominating a conservative judge for the Supreme Court. And again, we'll have to talk about that. anyway, those who marched prayed for communities and families, an end to abortion, and salvation of the lost at the Washington Monument. And their slogan was, let's make America godly again. That's right. Not great. America will be great if it's godly. America will be great if it's free. America will be great if you follow the Constitution as well as God. And following the Constitution is responsibility of our elected leaders. It's about time they start. And also in Washington, D.C., we've got another church. This is fairly large. Capitol Hill Baptist Church. Mark Dever is the pastor there. He's got probably a lot more influence than you would imagine with just an 850 member church, because there's a lot of people in Washington. He's fairly well known nationally as well. Now he's finally suing, for unequal treatment, naming the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. anyway, I'm sorry. I should not laugh at her name. But this is a story that's up at InfoWars.com. In the complaint, the church says that it takes no issue with the D.C. officials' decision to greenlight mass BLM rallies, since they themselves are protected by the First Amendment. Exactly. As long as they're really peaceful, not mostly peaceful. But he does take exception to the defendant's decision to favor certain expressive gatherings over others. In other words, you let people hold their BLM rallies, but you don't let people have church services. It's about time they do something about that. So I'm glad that they are suing there. Here's a clip from Canada before we get into London, because we've got a lot to say about London. This is an individual who was visited by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That's right. Dudley D. Wright showed up and wanted to know, question this man about his Facebook posts. Except in this particular case, Dudley Do Right is speaking with a very heavy French accent. It's a little bit difficult to hear, but let's roll that video clip. Video clip number two.
Why are you here?
So like I told you, okay, you just posted something on Facebook and I just want to see, should I have any concern about what you post on Facebook?
You should have no concern of what I post on Facebook. This is a free country.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
To talk to you. I'm not going to be here today. I'm just here to talk to you. So.
I don't understand why you're here for anything that's posted on Facebook. Why don't you go talk to Mark Zuckerberg? You gotta go talk to Mark Zuckerberg. You got a problem with something on Facebook. This is ridiculous.
I just want to talk to you for a sec.
I don't want to talk or even entertain this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Go find a crime, you guys. Go do something.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
And to my everlasting surprise, he did go off to see if he could find a crime. I guess this is Pierre Durite. I want to talk to you about the post on Facebook. Inspector Clouseau then goes on to investigate a real crime after that was sent to me by a listener. Thank you for sending that. I lost the name of the person that sent that to me on Proton Mail. if only the rest of the police, however, I make fun of him for even doing that, but at least he had the decency and common sense. When he was reminded that we want to live in a free country. I don't think it is a free country. I don't think there are any free countries left anymore. But the Mountie went on to search for crimes. Meanwhile, in Colorado, CU Boulder students feel trapped after gathering bans for 18 to 22-year-olds. This is not just a university. This is the Boulder County Health Department has just banned all 18 to 22-year-olds from gathering at any size, indoor or outdoor. So if you're between the ages of 18 to 22, now the public health inspector says you must remain in solitary confinement because of your age. How insane is this? And how long is this kind of stuff going to go on? The one guy they talked to at Denver CBS, student says, I'm a student here. He says, everybody feels trapped. This is absolutely crazy. This is targeting people whether or not you go to college. He says, we came here because they said, hey, they're our family here. We're far from our family. And that's how CU Boulder pitched the school. This is a place where you're going to find your home and find our family. Well, maybe that's a big part of the problem. You're looking for the wrong things. I'll tell you where you're going to find family, and it's not going to be there. It's the real family, and of course, they don't want you to have Thanksgiving either. They don't want you to find your family. Our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do because we've already paid for the tuition. All based on lies.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, Communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I want you to hear this letter that was written to me from a listener in Australia whose family member works for a hospital in Melbourne. So the family member came home from the shift, told me that out of nowhere, the main COVID testing station, and by the way, let me just stop here for a second for those of you who have been listening to the program for a while. I've been pointing out for quite some time, Victoria, one of the states in Australia, the only state in Australia to engage in this kind of authoritarian lockdown, the only state in Australia to get $1 trillion from the Chinese. Now, what do you think they were paying for? This is the infrastructure they were paying for, in my opinion. They've got new uniforms that look like the Chinese uniforms, instead of the ones that they used to have that look like the UK uniforms. And they have new, not only with the new Chinese-style uniforms, they have Chinese-style tactics. Absolutely over-the-top draconian enforcement of these lockdowns, even though they've had very, very few people, very few cases, very few people who have died, a minuscule percentage of this population. Melbourne, the main city there, over 5 million people. They claim that 500 or so people have died from this. And again, you can take these claims of deaths with a grain of salt there as well as here. But even if that were true, even if every one of those cases were true, that does not justify this. There's no way that can be justified. Anyway, in Melbourne, where this is happening, so they came home from working at the hospital, said the main COVID testing station had been entirely dismantled and completely removed. They were surprised to see that. The designation of BS cases from a test that will find positive cases through normal body composition is over, and they don't want more cases for their social experiment. They're in the wind down of the testing phase of the pandemic. They also told me they came across zero encounters with any COVID patients during the shift. Up until now, there have been several designated patients who were COVID. But as he always told me, almost all looking very healthy and fit. There was a dramatic reduction in COVID isolation disinfectant cleaning. Having all this intimate knowledge of how things are on the ground, totally and utterly manufactured, makes me know 100% for certain this is a 100% manufactured crisis. Each stage completely pre-planned, fabricated, and now the testing phase is over in Melbourne, Victoria. However, we are still under heavy tyranny. That part is not over, and maybe it will never end. Maybe it never will. I think the plan is to keep it there. The plan is to make everybody like China. They have been the beta test site, as I've said for years, for this panopticon surveillance and control. Social credit system is now in place. And as I said earlier in the program, got to have that app in the UK on your phone so that you can go into a restaurant. Soon it'll be so that you can get a taxi ride or an Uber ride or whatever. And yet we look at this, this is a Politico story, complaining about a Trump-ordered HHS ad blitz. It raises alarms, and it raises alarms with me for all the different reasons, than Politico was upset about this. This is a $300 million effort to, quote-unquote, defeat despair. And so they enlisted, this is Fauci, and this is the traitorous U.S. Surgeon General, who has now joined the Mask America crowd. And, Fauci has enlisted celebrities like Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid is getting a lot of pushback from this. And I'll talk more about this when we come back. But Quaid said, I was never paid for this. All I did in the spot is to urge people to wear a mask and stay socially distant. Is this how we defeat despair, President Trump? Is this your program for bringing America back? Tell everybody to wear a mask and keep socially distant. To continue to do what Fauci tells us to do. It's these guidelines and recommendations. I'm telling you, they are the executive order. You can call it whatever you want to. You can call it a guideline or it is an executive order.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond
what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, I've said that it's not going to be enough just to say that governors, public health officials, judges, mayors, anybody, nobody can order us to wear a mask, to stay isolated in our house, quarantining us without even proving that we're sick, just assuming that we're sick. Oh, we're going to keep you locked down so that you don't get sick. How's that? They don't have the authority to do that. But I said, if President Trump were to enforce the Constitution and tell all these petty tyrants at every level that you can't follow my guidelines, you can't follow my recommendations, I'm changing my guidelines and recommendations. Maybe we get rid of Fauci, and that's really the only thing to do. You got to take this guy out of there in handcuffs. Why? Because Fauci is the one who is instilling fear in everybody. I said, even if you were to end all of the lockdowns, you're still going to have people who are scared to death. And this was months ago. I think at this point now, most people understand that this is a sham. And so perhaps the fear is not that big of an issue anymore, but it is a, what we don't have in terms of fear, we now have in terms of authoritarian excessive laws and mandates. And yet, there's a $300 million public service program that's now been coming out of the White House, coming out of HHS and Fauci and others. And Politico and others are criticizing Dennis Quaid because they perceive it as being pro-Trump. See, if you shut down fear, then you're pro-Trump. You can't, you got to keep everybody afraid. Don't stop the fear. Fear is the ally of Biden. As a matter of fact, it's the only thing he's got. And so Politico is very upset about this for all different reasons than I'm concerned about. This is an ad campaign to, quote, defeat despair. $300 million. And Michael Caputo, who put this through, told his Facebook followers that he was the one who was responsible for it. He said, the Democrats are dead set against it. They cannot afford for us to have any good news before November, because they're already losing. Well, here's the deal, Caputo. You don't need to spend $300 million in a propaganda campaign. And you don't need to spend $10 to $20 billion in a vaccine campaign to let people get out of their houses. You just enforce the Constitution and tell people, here's the best information we have. You're free to believe this, or you're free to reject this. This is medical advice, but we don't give orders because we don't have the constitutional authority to do that. That's what you do. That's what you do from the White House. You don't keep spending money on propaganda campaigns. And quite frankly, this propaganda campaign put out by Caputo doesn't look to me like it's going to take away the fear. Here's how you take away the fear. You take away the fear furor. You take away Fauci. You take him away in handcuffs. David Martin was on this program. You can see him on Plandemic 2. You should see that, by the way. And he made the case. And you can see the video on my band.video channel. You can also see it on roundtablereport.com. As a matter of fact, somebody asked me about that, gave him the link to the to the video, as well as said, here's the article. If you don't have time to watch the video, you can read the article about David Martin's allegations that Fauci has committed multiple criminal violations. So I actually did an article about it. And you can find that at Roundtable Report. It came back and said, oh, I didn't even know about Roundtable Report. Yeah, roundtablereport.com. Take a look there. We put up articles about selected portions of the program as well in more depth in case you don't have the time to watch the full video. Nevertheless, let's go back to this. Why is it that I say this isn't going to work? Because Dennis Quaid, as he's getting criticized by Politico and now his Hollywood buddies for doing something that they think is pro-Trump because it might possibly work to get people to not be afraid, he says this. He says, I was never paid for this. I did this as a public service. He said, I was just urging people to wear masks and to stay socially distant. Fauci asked me to do this. So you can understand, it isn't going to take away the fear. If you tell people to wear a mask, if you tell people to stay socially distanced, it means there's a fear factor there, right? Now he goes on to say, the sole purpose of the spot was to raise awareness of COVID-19. To raise awareness of Fauci's novel, his virus novel. This is $300 million being spent by the White House to push the Fauci fear factor. If you wanted to get rid of the fear, Trump, Caputo, what you do is you get rid of Fauci and you put people like the White Coat Summit. President Trump didn't take the initiative and he didn't grab that when it fell right into his lap. The White Coat Summit, the doctors who put their career and their lives on the line, like the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, they were left to hang by President Trump. You have to have people who are actual doctors who are telling people there's nothing. Their central issue was there's nothing to fear. Why is there nothing to fear? Because we have treatments for it. I've cured this many patients with this. I've cured hundreds of them, each of them coming up saying I've cured hundreds of patients with this. It's treatable. It's no worse than the flu. We're being locked down for money for big pharma. That was their message. And maybe that's why President Trump didn't have anything to say to them, because he's become big pharma's biggest salesperson for the vaccine. Don't criticize the money from big pharma. He's just dumped over $10 billion into Operation Warp Speed. He's not going to put up doctors who are telling you the truth about the money trail. So he says, just going to raise awareness of COVID-19, what we can do to prevent lives being lost with this terrible, terrible virus. So in the name of stopping fear, they're actually pushing fear. This is all a Fauci operation. I'm just sick of the gaslighting. I'm just sick of seeing more and more money that they don't have the authority to spend being put out as propaganda. You know, from the very beginning of all this, you know, oh, you got to wear the mask. I even heard people like Mike Adams say, you got to wear the mask. If you don't wear the mask, you're going to have to take the vaccine. I don't want the vaccine. Vaccine's going to be bad. But wear the mask. Seriously? You really don't understand that the mask is about compliance? The mask is about control? The mask is about setting up a legal precedent to force you to take a vaccine? You don't understand that the mask is not effective either? No. It is a placeholder for the vaccine mandates. The mask mandates are a placeholder. And yet you're going to put out the White House is going to spend $300 million to put out a PSA to tell people to don't be afraid, wear your mask. The mask is about fear. The mask is about tyranny. It is like every red flag. That is the headline from Politico, and I agree with that aspect of it for all different reasons than they say. And let me tell you how dangerous this is. Just remember, Kamala, who, when she was running for president in the campaign, said, when elected president, I will give Congress 100 days to enact gun control laws, and if they don't do it, I'll sign an executive order. Well, now you've all been trained to obey unconstitutional executive orders. If it's for safety, of course. Well, all she has to do is say that it's for safety. I mean, you know, the unconstitutional orders about masks, they don't have to prove that they're safe. They just assert that they're safe. And if somebody says they're doing something for your safety, then your liberties are destroyed. That's the precedent that we've set here. We've also set the precedent that any idiot can set up an executive order. You know, we've heard, well, we got to take the guns and do the due process later. Who said that? President Trump. Who did that? The Democrats immediately with that president. Or they got to get the shot. Who said that? President Trump. And now he's got a Supreme Court justice who agrees with him on that and on the lockdown. Pushing the lockdown and referring to a case she said set the
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And, oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying, we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always four or five times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up. Under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
you could say that's kind of the theme song of the police, at least in London, as we saw over the weekend. We had the police, it looks like scenes out of V for Vendetta, as the vestige of Vox Populi were violently suppressed by the police there in London. Dozens of protesters, a story on Infowars.com, martial law in London. Police brutally attack anti-lockdown protesters. Dozens of protesters injured when authorities moved in to shut down the We Do Not Consent rally. And you notice as you see that, you've got a small number of police, all of them with truncheons, with sticks, billy clubs, whatever you want to call them. And as it was portrayed by The Guardian and others, it's like, oh, police beaten with sticks. I see the pictures, and I see every single cop with a stick. I don't see that many protesters with sticks. I'm sure that some of them did fight back. But the police moved in after several hours as David Icke was speaking. Oh, well, that's kind of interesting. What was it that he had to say that they didn't want the crowd to hear? Well, as we point out on Infowars.com, he was explaining why the government wants to keep the measures in place indefinitely as a weapon of control. And that's exactly right. The London mayor, Khan, and the Khan job, called it reckless and violent. And he was not talking about his own police, which he should have been talking about. And I just have to say that more so than who has the greatest number of sticks, my concern is that all those police officers are going to die. Because even though they were wearing the masks, their masks do not protect them. It's the other people's masks that would protect them. And now the other people were wearing masks. And nobody's going to die, because the good news is that's all a fraud. It's all a novel. If it was real, those police would be signing their death warrant by going out there and bludgeoning the crowd with masks on. But, of course, it isn't. It isn't. So there were thousands of people that gathered in that. And there's a German minister who says, of course, that lockdown will kill more than COVID-19 does. But even more importantly, there was a German professor who spoke at that rally and was arrested for speaking at the rally in London. I mean, this truly has become a dystopian novel. It's not a pandemic. It is a dystopian novel. Let's play the clip from the German doctor, Dr. Heiko Schoening, I guess is the way he pronounced his name, speaking to a reporter before being arrested at the COVID protest, video clip number 6.
Situation like in Germany right now in terms of public opinion?
Well, I think it's more or less it's the same like in Britain, because the mass media and the government, they dominated, of course, the scene. But, we have a very strong peace movement in Germany. And, well, as you know, we had this experience in the 1930s and the 1940s. So a lot of people are aware of these things, what's going on, when the stories that are told by the governments and by the oligarchs are just not true. And we as medical doctors, we see that, well, we have no medical pandemic. Yeah, that's a good message, that we do not see any killer virus, and this is the plain data that shows us. So we.
That's right. This is a medical virus that kills free speech, kills civil liberties, kills due process, it kills jobs, creates a Great Depression. The one thing that it doesn't do is what they say that it does. And of course, David Icke was detained. I don't know what his current status is, but I'm sure there'll be an update on that later in the day. Let's talk about the other thing that happened over the weekend. Amy Coney Barrett, nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump. Now, you know, we'll have to wait and see what she does. But in a sense, we already kind of know what she's going to do. The central issue of our times right now, the issue of our time is the lockdown. And the amazing thing to me is to see that President Trump would appoint her when this month in September, she was part of a 3-judge panel that unanimously said, no, we're going to continue the lockdown in Illinois, and we're going to do it and use as a precedent a 1905 case that the authoritarians claim established a precedent for mandatory vaccines. Now, it didn't do that. What it did was it fined a man, it upheld the fine that Massachusetts said they were going to hit him with if he didn't take a vaccination. And so he had to pay a fine. He did not have to take the vaccine, though. He paid the fine. Now, it was a $5 fine in 1905, and that was before we created the Federal Reserve that has subsequently erased 99% of our purchasing power. So, you know, multiply that $5 fine by 100 to get it into today's purchasing amount. So it was a $500 fine. That's why he took it all the way to Supreme Court. And in the process of this decision, our new constitution-loving conservative judge, in the mold of, you know, strict literalist Scalia, we're told, said that because of this Supreme Court statement, the Constitution had been overthrown. Said that the 14th Amendment was no longer in play, and that the First Amendment was no longer in play. Because in this Supreme Court decision, they supported the idea that the governor of Illinois was not compelled to make any special dispensation for religious activities, even though the Constitution says so. And so she supported the lockdown, the unconstitutional lockdown, being continued in spite of the First Amendment protections of First Amendment speech, in spite of equal protection aspects. Didn't care about that either, equal protection of the law. And then held up a case that is discredited as one supporting mandatory vaccines. So regardless of what Barrett does or does not do with Roe v. Wade, and frankly, folks, I think it is a false hope to think that anything's going to happen. I mean, this, I've watched people for the last 40 years since Reagan was nominated and, or elected in 1980. Conservatives thought that the way to overturn Roe v. Wade was to get conservatives on the court bench. And yet that's never happened. First of all, you can't find conservatives in, out of the pool that they pick from. Are you going to find a bunch of lawyers who've gone to Georgetown University and who have become lifetime bureaucrats? But the other aspect of this is that she has already said that she's going to recuse herself from anything that violates, you know, if her values come in conflict with what she's supposed to rule on. And that's not the case. Even Scalia said that. Scalia, who upheld so many aspects of the war on drugs and the war on terror that are unconstitutional, said if the Constitution supported Roe v. Wade, then I would have to, as my duty, rule in favor of Roe v. Wade. But he said it doesn't. He said if I did that, I would then rule in favor of it and I'd work to change the Constitution. But it doesn't say that, that she doesn't understand that.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided there's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public. But I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires could come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, when I look at the Barrett decision, choice of President Trump, I think it's yet another indication that President Trump wants this to continue. And he's poured tens of billions of dollars into this vaccine development. He's put on the Supreme Court a judge who this month said we're going to continue the lockdown and we don't care about the First Amendment and we don't care about equal protection of the law, the 14th Amendment either. And oh, by the way, we got this court case going back to 1905 where the Supreme Court back then said we don't care about individual liberty. All we have to do is assert that there is a concern in the public and we can force you to get a vaccine. And they didn't force this guy to get a vaccine, by the way. He was fined $5, and for that, he fought them because that was about a $500 fine in today's value. It was 7-2, the Supreme Court ruled. See, what we've done with the Supreme Court is we have allowed an undemocratic, unelected group of 9 people to hold votes as to what parts of the Constitution are going to be enforced and which parts aren't. And as the founders of this country had nothing but contempt, and rightfully so, for pure democracy, that's what we have. We have pure democracy, unaccountable, and a hierarchical system with the Supreme Court, with judicial tyranny ruling everything, judicial supremacy, and the Supreme Court at the top of all of this, and everybody deferring to them. The executive branch of every president in my lifetime, as well as Congress, as well as the states deferring to them when it came to Roe v. Wade. Never forget that Roe v. Wade was overturning state laws. And if we're going to allow them to overturn state laws, and we don't have the 10th Amendment either, it's not just the 14th Amendment and the First Amendment thrown out by Barrett this month to keep the lockdown going, by the way. You had two justices back in 1905 who voted against this determination. Well, you know, if they want to force you to be vaccinated or fine you for $500, that's fine. Two dissented, Brewer and Peckham. But they didn't even write an opinion. And this was 115 years ago when the government at least pretended that the Constitution mattered on most issues. Not on all issues, certainly. But they paid a lot more deference to it. You know, they actually went to the trouble of passing a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Now they prohibit anything they want. And then they force anything that they want you to have to take as well. I got a letter from, you know, if you want to send me correspondence, give me information. I'll try to keep your identity secret, unless you tell me to use your name. I mean, if you got some kind of a, if you've got a video that you want out there, I'll point that out if you ask me to. But I don't want to get anybody in trouble, especially if they're giving me information about what's happening, where they or their family are working. So this individual, actually somebody in their family, is in residency, last year of residency at the University of California. And this doctor does not want to be forced to take a vaccine. But now the University of California school system is requiring all employees to get a flu shot. As this person says, why does this matter anymore? The only thing that's killing people is COVID, right? And secondly, this is a precedent that they're setting for forced vaccination of COVID or anything else. And of course it is. The measles mandates that were run through that, you know, President Trump said a year ago, you got to get the shot. That was all a precedent. That was just measles, and that was at schools. And again, anybody my age, even maybe some people a little bit younger than me, certainly everybody older than me, knows that measles is not a life-threatening situation because we all had it. There are very, very, very rare occasions where you had complications from it. But that's the whole point. That's the whole point about risk, is that you put this in context instead of putting up stories like Drudge did last week. Oh, look at this. We got, it's like six Boeing 737s going down every day over the last 200 days. Except, first of all, even if you accept their numbers as being 100% correct, that's taken out of the context of people dying from all these other things. And it also takes out of context the fact that this is not uniform over the last 6 months. Their own figures show that it happened over a very short period of time, which is exactly what you would expect from a typical disease. But I don't believe those figures for a moment, especially when they divorce them from the context and they ignore the 8 to 12 737s are going down every day with people dying from each and every one of these other conditions. It's still small compared to other things, and that's the whole point of putting it in a context. Anyway, this person points out killing a human through an abortion is 100% chance. And, of course, that's the woman's choice. But with the flu, you have a very small chance of any harm being done to you. You also have a chance that you could have harm done to you by the vaccine, but it's not your body. It's not your choice. And again, when we talk about Barrett, she has said the core of Roe v. Wade to be left alone, that she'll recuse herself if there's something that she morally believes that is in conflict with the law of land. And see, this is the real red flag, folks, and it's going to be the red flag of anybody any president like Trump is going to pick. This is why we're not going to get our liberties handed back to us. We're not going to get our lives handed back to us. We're not going to see innocent life protected by the Supreme Court ever, ever, because it is a political organization. And more than anything, they want to protect the institution of the Supreme Court more than they are loyal even to a political party. They are loyal to that bureaucracy. They will do nothing to harm that. And they have overturned one Supreme Court decision after the other, from Dred Scott to the censorship decision that said that films don't have a First Amendment protection. many, many times they have overturned bad decisions. But they're not going to do that with Roe v. Wade, because Roe v. Wade, we've heard so many times, it's the law of the land. The real precedent that was set by Roe v. Wade was to say that the Supreme Court can create the law of the land. No such thing. Any Supreme Court justice who says that, and they all have, and they all kowtow to that as part of the confirmation hearings, and I guarantee you, you will hear her say that, if not those exact words. I've heard every Supreme Court nominee say that. It's the law of the land. It's not the law of the land. No Supreme Court decision is the law of the land. It is an opinion. And the Supreme Court has changed its mind on opinion after opinion. But they hold that one sacrosanct, more so than any of the amendments. She can overthrow the First Amendment. She can overthrow the 14th Amendment in one decision this month. But she's not going to go after Roe v. Wade, because that's their nail in the ground, where they have nailed their authority to set law in America. And that's why they will not overturn Roe v. Wade. Besides the fact that you can never find a justice who is going to be reliably conservative and supporting the Constitution. You just aren't going to find them in that pool. Nevertheless, Senator Graham says that the hearings will begin October the 12th. While we're talking about the vaccine, by the way, we have this alarm, this comical story. 500,000 sharks could be killed for a vaccine. Let me tell you what this is about. This is not about save the sharks. This is not about saving the TV program Shark Week. It's about saying, well, you know, they're using squalene, which is a natural oil that's made from shark liver. They're using that to irritate your immune system. It's an adjuvant, is what they call it. And so they're going to need massive quantities. So let's do the math. Again, another one of these, let's do the math things, right? Oh, we're going to have to kill all the sharks in order to have COVID-19. No, this is about putting out the idea that the adjuvants are not going to be some kind of toxic chemicals. Don't pay any attention to the RNA stuff. No, it's going to have a natural shark oil liver in there. Oh, that's going to be good for you. We'll be right back.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward. Because They do not want us to take our birthright, not as of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Kind of amusing in a way, except that it works. That's the frustrating thing about it. It's kind of amusing how the media will plant these stories to, in a subliminal way, get you to accept this. And before we had the shark story, and they should be jumping the shark with this vaccine narrative, but they're not. Instead, they're telling us all the sharks are going to die because we need to get squalene made from natural shark liver. It's shark liver oil. That's what we're going to be using in these vaccines. So you're nothing to be afraid of, right? You know, it's just shark. People take that as a supplement. So it's fine. Yeah. Don't pay attention to the DNA modifying elements in here, the toxic chemicals. No, it's natural shark liver oil. And we're going to have to kill all the sharks. And see those crazy environmentalists over there? They're getting crazy about that, but you know, they're just lunatics. You shouldn't be concerned about this at all. So roll up your sleeve. If you ain't bugging, you might get the disease. Okay. So they put this kind of stuff out there. The one that they did before, which I've talked about, just briefly recap here, is the idea that the way these vaccines are quote unquote tested is that they go through three phases. Now you have three phases for therapeutics, but when you go through a therapeutic, you have phase one, which is a safety test. Then phase two is a safety and efficacy test. You actually try this drug or this therapeutic or whatever it is. You actually try it on people who have the disease. And so you look in stage two to see whether it's safe and effective. Does it actually cure them? And then they do it in stage three. They repeat that with a larger group of people. However, when you do it with a vaccine, you do basically three safety tests. Because you don't challenge anybody. You have a group that you're going to watch. It's a long-term epidemiological study. This is going to last for 2 years. They're going to, the quote-unquote testing that they're going to do is really over a two-year period. So let me tell you, this is going to be an untested vaccine, even by their diminished standards. The FDA and the NIH, and I point this out in a story and roundtable report, I went through, I showed you, I've got links to the NIH, links to the FDA talking about the testing procedures. Talking about at the NIH saying we cannot talk about the efficacy of a vaccine, except that Fauci does it all the time. We can only talk about effectiveness. And how do we determine effectiveness? Well, we give the vaccine to one group of people, and then we have a control group that we don't give the vaccine to. And then we watch them for 2 years and see which group gets the disease more or less. And then we say, well, it was effective. for that reason. And so that you can never have, this is not going to be completing phase three testing no matter what they tell you. But they put out the false narrative to say they have a group one day sooner. A bunch of scientists begging for the vaccine. Well, we could get this out one day sooner if you would go ahead. We've got some people, got college students who are healthy. They're willing to do this. They'll take the shot and then you can expose them to COVID-19. You know, maybe you have them go to a freedom rally, in Trafalgar Square, or maybe they could go attend church. That's a good thing. Have them attend church once a week in California, 7,000 to 10,000 people, no social distancing, no masks, and, you know, singing, all this kind of stuff. And then if, you know, they take the vaccine and they don't get sick, then we pronounce the vaccine as a cure-all, right? Preventative. Not that there wasn't any virus to start with, but, you know, we can say that the vaccine was the cure, right? But you'd have to wait 2 years to do that. But they put that story out there, and you had story after story after story about how these people had signed up, said, I'll take the vaccine and you can expose me to it. To make people think that that's the way they're going to test this vaccine. They're not going to do it. You're not going to have a real answer, even by their diminished standards, as I said, for another 2 years. But we do have some answers because, as I pointed out last week, you have the AstraZeneca vaccine. Even CNN is talking about this. And, of course, why is CNN doing it? Because it's now to their political advantage to pour cold water on vaccines, on this particular vaccine. CNN that has pushed mandatory vaccines, vaccines of each and every kind. Now CNN is opposed to this vaccine. Why? Because Trump is pushing it. Question is, why is Trump pushing it? And so they say, well, you know, we got, quote, in their in the reports, AstraZeneca partnering with University of Oxford in the UK, saying they have, quote, an undiagnosed case of multiple sclerosis. But then information on the Oxford website describes the volunteers developing, quote, unexplained neurological problems. Then the company said, after they dismissed that, you know, everything stopped and they dismissed it. They said, well, that was just a mistake. Everything is okay. Then they found a second volunteer with an unexplained illness. An internal company document labeled as initial says that at least one point she had a rare neurological condition called transverse myelitis. Those are very different statements, they said. And it's also very unusual that you would have two people come down with a very, very rare neurological disease after taking an RNA-modifying vaccine, which has never been used on people. That tactic has never been used on anybody before. We see that Governor Kuhnman in Virginia, it was announced that he and his first lady, Pamela, have tested positive for COVID-19. Oh, is he going for the sympathy vote here? Well, you know, he got no sympathy from President Trump, but got a lot of sympathy from the press that was just mocking, as I pointed out last week, mocking the governor of, I think it was Missouri, Parson, who was pro-choice on masks. Yeah, Governor Parson of Missouri. I tweeted this out. Media establishment was just mocking Governor Parson of Missouri for getting COVID because he's pro-choice when it comes to masks. How about that? Yeah, they don't like pro-choice except when it comes to killing babies. Northam, however, is anti-choice when it comes to masks. He's very pro-mask. He even has a KKK mask that covers his whole head except for the two eye holes. So maybe the masks don't work. I mean, if Northam got it, maybe the masks don't work. The good news is hydroxychloroquine works. Northam, I just tell you, as out of concern for you as a fellow human being, you need to contact Louis Gohmert and talk to him. What he did was he used hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin, and he also used the asthma inhaler, which is a steroid delivered directly to the source of it. So it's not a problem. Even if you don't do all that, it's still not a problem because at Northam's age group here, you got 99.995% chance of recovering there. Okay, so you don't have to really worry about that. You got nearly 100% chance of recovering, Northam. Not a problem. You know, what is a problem is the fact that I don't know if our food delivery system is going to recover. You know, we look at what is happening in the UK. They're already rationing food at the grocery stores because of the second wave of lockdown. They know what that's going to do because we've already been through this once. And here in America, you've got grocery stores, grocers are stockpiling, building what they call pandemic pallets ahead of the winter. Why are they doing that? Because these people on the inside, the people who are buying groceries, they know that Fauci and these people are pushing a second wave of lockdowns. And when you do a lockdown, you bust the food supply chain. So they're stockpiling food. Maybe they know something that you ought to be paying attention to. Have you stockpiled food? Do you have your food laid up for winter? Well, if you don't, you can still, we still have a relatively short time to deliver food at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get storable food. We're about 2 weeks out, I think is what it is currently. Make sure you have that. If you don't need it, I kind of think you will. But if you don't need it, it'll last for 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. It's got great packaging. It is resealable. Once you open it for a few more days, you can use that. It seals up. We also have other sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D, very effective and necessary for your immune system. As a matter of fact, people who have autoimmune diseases, they typically find they have a deficiency in vitamin D. They also found that if they supplement the people who have immune deficiency issues, if they supplement that with vitamin D, it typically helps to minimize the symptoms of that. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D plus vitamin K to help your body to assimilate it and to protect against any excess vitamin D calcifying. It's very essential that you have vitamin K. That is now selling out. 25% off plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix selling out right now. 10% off plus free shipping. Bod Ease also on sale plus free shipping. Many items 30 to 60% off plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, a quick wrap-up of the world held hostage. We've been talking about America held hostage. Let's take a look at what is happening around the world. I reported that we had a large group of doctors, if I recall, it was about 500 at the time the article was written, had already signed the letter, opposing the masks and these other mandates. These are Belgium doctors. There was about another 1,500, 2,000 people who are in the healthcare industry, and about 10,000 other individuals who all signed an open letter calling for an end to this nonsense. And last week, it appears to have had some effect. Coronavirus in Belgium, they will be scrapping the face mask rules. Nevertheless, there will be more contact tracing in Germany as well as in the UK. In the UK, over 80% of Britons are not heeding the self-isolation rules. Reported Reuters immediately before the, the demonstration this weekend, where tens of thousands of people did just that. They refused the self-isolation rules. They refused the masks. And they spoke loudly and freely about what a fraud this all is. But you have Reuters wringing their hands about that. The Guardian is talking about how in Melbourne, they have erected a ring of steel. That's a nice way to put it, you know, because we've already used the phrase an iron curtain, right? So now I guess we need a new phrase to describe tyranny and restricting people's movement. I guess we could call it a ring of steel. Oh, see, it's not an iron curtain at all. It's totally different, right? Except that in Melbourne, if you want to try to get out of that hellhole that's been created by this minister who has sold out to China for $1 trillion, literally $1 trillion. What is the, it used to be 30 pieces of silver. It's gone up. Well, if you try to get out of Melbourne, you will get a $5,000 fine for trying to leave. If it's two people, if it's mom and dad, they'll both get a fine. That's nearly $10,000, said the deputy police commissioner, Rick Nugent, as he is bragging about his authoritarian measures, right? France is virus rebound, but in Marseille, they're fighting against the closures. So they're coming up and they say, oh, it's rebounding. The novel is coming back. The novel is novel, the sequel. You know, first it was about presumed deaths, right? 96% of which had many, many other causes that were totally ignored. The remaining is either 94% or 96%. The remaining tiny fraction. They did not do autopsies. They didn't do tests on these things. But you know, we'll just call it all true. But now we're at the stage where they've got a lot of tests. You know, remember the American Hospital Association is complaining to Medicare. They're saying you can't take away our bonus, our COVID bonus money that you promised us. You told us that you didn't have any tests and the tests that you had didn't work. And you said to do clinical diagnoses and to presume it. We didn't have to test for it. We couldn't test for it. We didn't have them and they didn't work. And now you don't want to pay us for that? And so now we've got a news story. Now we've got tests. They still don't work, but we got tests. And we're going to give everybody the test and we're going to do it every day. Like I pointed out last week, got a university that does 10,000 tests a day. And then that means that we got the virus surging. It's surging back here. You got lawmakers in the Netherlands criticizing the government's handling the coronavirus. They're pushing back on that. Finland is going the other way. Finland is now recommending face masks in public for the first time. For the first time. And that's part of that is that squad that they have running the country. We've got four AOCs basically in a coalition government running Finland. We'll be right back.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations
that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, let's take a quick look at the election circus. We have the debate, the first debate, tomorrow night. And as we're running up to that, we can see the fraud of ballot harvesting. We have a Project Veritas bombshell release. Live, caught on camera, we have people who are associated with Ilhan Omar. As I said before, you'll never guess this guy's name. Mohammed. And bragging about collecting ballots, bragging about how it's all about money. You ain't got money, you shouldn't be in the political game. That's right, because it is all about money. Yeah, sad thing is, he's true. What he's saying is absolutely true. Let's play video clip number 7. This is Project Veritas, where it's hard to hear. I'll read the subtitles for you. Go ahead, video clip 7.
James O'Keefe here in downtown Minneapolis at the scene of the crime. The person you're about to meet, Liban Mohammed, a.k.a. King Liban I, boasts about the hundreds of absentee ballots in his car. This video is one of the first of its kind. A man self-incriminating himself, bragging about all the illegal ballot harvesting that he does.
Money is everything. Money is the key in this world. If you ain't got money, you should not be here, period. You know what I'm saying? Life is everything.
You can't campaign with $200 or $100 you collected from your grandmother or grandfather. You can't campaign with that.
You got to have an investment to campaign. You got to have a fundraisers. You got to have what I need out of.
You got to have what they call.
You got to have the whole team.
You can see my car is full, he says in Somali. All these here are absentee ballots. Can't you see? Look at all these. My car is full. My car is full, he says in Somali. There must be a lot of people in Somalia that are interested in this election. All of these are for Osman. Look at that. Just today we got 300 ballots for Jamal Osman. Oh, he's not Muhammad. What do you have to say about that? These are winners and losers, right? Yes, yes. Yes, they will win with the Japanese. I don't know what that means. She is the general of the troops, as you know. That was a lady in a machine. Uncle, we're still working. We have started at 6 this morning, and we are still working, as you can see. You can see the time? It is 8. Oh, these guys are hard working.
2 in the morning,
still hustling.
2 in the morning, still hustling.
I think it was both Ilhan Omar and Jamal, but I think he was more with Ilhan Omar. My name is Omar, O-M-A-R, Jamal, J-A-M-A-L. I'm right now part of the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office, but also I'm the chair of the Somali Watchdog Group, and I have been involved in the community for the last 20 years.
Omar Jamal is the latest brave Project Veritas insider to come forward and expose a voter fraud scheme in Minnesota that will shock you.
Well, I want to be part of this investigation because of ongoing election fraud that we feel that we should bring to the attention of everyone. Therefore, chances are we can do something about it.
When we spoke with Omar Jamal, he actually repeated our PV insider motto, be brave.
Do something about it.
Omar Jamal secretly recorded conversations with the players involved in the voter fraud scheme to expose the criminal behavior he says is victimizing his own community and the integrity of the election process.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what a lot of
that. So they have ballot harvesters. Request a ballot for the elderly. Yeah, they have ballot harvesters. And the ballot is taken away from the elderly. Yes, it's taken away from the elderly.
In a unique way. He just get them the way that everybody before him or even maybe even after him will do, which is go to the elders, you know, probably maybe pay them and collect, you know, help, you know, to their men. He's helping them. So I think that's the process of collecting from the seniors, from their people.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about the money, as I said before. This Democrat Somali power base that's there in Minneapolis had people who lived there before that I know that have moved away. So they called it there locally. They called the concentration, the housing project there, they called it Little Mogadishu. And it's true. It is these people, they have a banking system, an Islamic banking system that is tied into the Somali gangs, the Marxist gangs in the country that Ilhan Omar came from. Her father, part of that government, an open Marxist. And, of course, we're told that her father migrated here legally and brought her in. And yet, you cannot legally migrate into the United States if you are a Marxist. You are asked whether you are Marxist on the immigration form. And if you say yes, you're not going to be allowed in. That's still that way. So you have to lie to get in. So he committed perjury to get in. We know about the other situations with Ilhan Omar. But what is typically not talked about much is the daycare fraud, the massive money laundering, the suitcases full of cash sent back to El Shabaab. And so is this surprising? I'm not really surprised. I'm glad that they're putting this out. Good that they've got a whistleblower there. Good that you have a guy who is exposing this. But, you know, some of the stuff was a Snapchat video. Why would he put this kind of stuff on the Snapchat video? Is he stupid? Or does he know something that you don't know? Maybe he knows something you don't know. Maybe he knows that he's immune from prosecution. Just like Clapper was immune from prosecution, or Comey, or Peter Strzok, or any of these people, right? We have a corrupt government, folks. People can openly commit crimes. It can be documented. They can get away with it forever. The Clinton Foundation doesn't even file the documents that they're legally required to as a so-called charity. They openly defy the law. Hillary Clinton, by the mere presence of having all of those emails on her personal server, defied national security at the very highest level. National security, the thing for which we have been willing since 9/11, to destroy every aspect of the Constitution in the name of preserving national security. Hillary Clinton, as the highest official at the State Department, brazenly violated it. Nothing has been done to her in 4 years of President Trump's administration. Nobody is going to face jail term for any of this. So is he stupid for broadcasting this stuff on Snapchat? Or are we stupid for thinking anything's going to be done about it? As we look at Democrats here in Texas, we've now had the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, filing 134 counts of voter fraud and arresting four individuals, including one county commissioner. This is a story up on Infowars.com. In a ballot harvesting scheme that resulted in 134 counts of voter fraud being levied against them. This is not something that is just a corrupt terrorist cabal with a footprint in Ilhan Omar's district. And by the way, you know, let's understand Keith Ellison, who she took over from. Keith Ellison was a puppet of Soros, heavily funded by Soros. Soros heavily funded his race that he won for state attorney general in Minnesota. So you got one Soros puppet being moved up to the state attorney general. This is another reason why nothing is going to happen there in that exposure. Keith Ellison will shut that down because that's exactly what they want. You got Colorado, as Zero Hedge points out, encouraging dead people and non-citizens to vote. Well, that sounds really nice, except my mother's been dead for 4 years and she hasn't lived, voted, owned property, worked, or done anything other than visit Colorado since 1967, said one resident who got a postcard addressed to his deceased mother. I guess as the joke goes, we've seen the meme, RBG will now be voting by mail. This is exactly what is happening. Now, we all know that the mail and ballot harvesting stuff is documented to be fraudulent. Will President Trump do anything to stop it? What could he do? Well, one thing he could do and could have done and should have done for the last 196 days, he could have stopped this lockdown, because the whole vote by mail fraud is built on, predicated on the lockdown, the novel, the lie that they keep promulgating. Do they want this to happen? I think so.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020, and I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil, because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And, oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at InfoWars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always four or five times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right, there's an article on Breitbart from Mansour and Pinkerton, the Democrats' seven-step strategy to win the election using vote-by-mail chaos. Came out Friday afternoon. Number one, never let a COVID crisis go to waste. Use the pandemic to push for a nationwide vote-by-mail scheme. Uh-huh. That's right. That's the foundation right there. See, I told you that the only reason this is happening, as you know, the only reason we're talking about all this vote-by-mail and ballot harvesting and so forth is because of the lockdown, because of the fraud, because of the novel, because of the lies. And if you allow that to continue and you continue to play that game, President Trump, it's because you want to have an election that is vote by mail. You want to have chaos, quite frankly. It could easily be stopped. That's the underlying pre-existing condition, if you will, because we're talking about a self-care plan coming up here in a minute. Number two, enlist all your messengers at your disposal. Hollywood, corporate media, big tech, pro sports to push for the vote by mail. Number three, get millions of questionable mail-in ballots into the system. Number four, a lot of pages on this where he gets into this. Hang on. They're getting there. Number four. And the winner is send Democratic lawyers into the key districts to fight for every challenge ballot. And of course, this has been in the works from the very beginning. I pointed out when Obama left, the first thing that he and his little cabal, Eric Holder and others did was they held a conference. And they talked about how they had to get control of the attorneys general, the state attorneys general, the chief law enforcement guy. They knew they were going to do this 4 years ago, that early. And, of course, they have George Soros funding these races and funding local district attorney races, millions of dollars into small local district attorney races, you know, just swamping it with money. But you're not allowed to say that. Newt Gingrich is not allowed to say that on Fox News. The only person who would say that on Fox News was Tucker Carlson. Good for him. Number five, set expectations that the election will not be decided on November the 3rd. Plan for mass protests on the streets. Scares people into believing that Trump will not leave office. That's a lot of what this is. You know, hitting Trump for saying he's not going to leave office. At the same time, they're saying, well, you know, we got to have a Supreme Court. He knows that this is going to be lawfare. And so you got to have 9 judges as a tiebreaker. You got to have an odd number as a tiebreaker here. Or you're going to have this thing hung up. And so at the same time, they're criticizing him for saying it's going to go in the Supreme Court and telling the truth about that. They're not telling you the truth about what the bottom line is on all of this. Which on Friday, you know, they did this. On Friday, we got to the bottom line of it. I had Richard Proctor on. You can see the interview again on band.video. I don't know if we had an article on that on Roundtable Report about the video. But Richard Proctor talked about the fact that they want to use the 20th Amendment. 20th Amendment says that if you don't have a resolution by the date of the inauguration, that's it. And now, you know, they can do whatever they can put Nancy Pelosi in. That's the legal way to do the coup. All they have to do is run the clock out. And all this stuff is set up to, number one, tie everybody up with legal challenges, make sure that nobody expects a resolution, that Trump is painted as a tyrant who will not leave, and then delay, muddy the waters, and continue this to the point where Nancy Pelosi can appoint a president or appoint herself. She'll be the one who gets to be president for a while. Make a statue to herself. Let me tell you, when we look at this article from LouRockwell.com on Zero Hedge, the state's response to the virus is nothing more than a weapon of mass submission. All of this election chaos is predicated on the lies about the virus. It could be stopped. It should have been stopped a long time ago. President Trump could have stopped this by holding an in-person RNC convention. He could have shown, as we have pastors, we've got a pastor in Louisiana, large church there. They're trying to put him in jail. We got John MacArthur, who is just, that pastor, Tony Spell, has been pushing back on this since March. He held one social distancing service, and they said, that's it, we're not going to do this. This isn't church. And the fact that you've got about 1,500 people meeting on a weekly basis without all of the mask superstitions and all the other superstitions that are put on people, without all these mandates. The fact is that nobody has gotten sick. Nobody has died from this. Same thing in the 7,000 to 10,000 people that MacArthur's got in LA. And this is why the governments are coming after them so hard, because nothing says lie like getting together and living your normal life and showing everybody that this is a fraud, showing them it's a fraud. And this is why I keep coming back to the pastors, because they're the ones who have the courage to do this. You have a real pastor, a real Christian, will look at this and say, I'm told to do this by God Almighty. And I will, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, say, well, if I die, I die. But that's up to God. My concern is to obey God and not man. They can't be bought. They can't be intimidated. They don't fear death itself. And they haven't died. That's the good news. They haven't died. They didn't have to. And so that is what exposes the lie of this. People with courage, not the bureaucrats, not the politicians, they're not going to give you back what they took from you. I'm telling you, they took this with a plan. This isn't something that just fell into their lap. I've been telling you this was the plan, not how exactly how this was going to happen. I've been telling you they're going to take your jobs. They're going to put you on welfare, universal basic income. We call it the CARES Act now, $1 trillion a month. Well, you know, beg me for some more. If you vote for me, I'll give you more than the other guy will. Because, you know, now you don't have a job. You just got to depend on a government handout. All of this stuff, the tracking, the vaccination, the eugenics, the surveillance, all of this is part of the package. Concentrating people, locking them down, in locking you down so that you don't do anything unless you do it through the internet. The internet as the point of control. The internet as a point of surveillance. Universal ID, global ID. All of this coming together with this, and it is more than just serendipity. This article starts with a great quote from H.L. Mencken in his 1926 book, Notes on Democracy. Listen to this and see if this doesn't apply 100 years later, more than ever. The great masses of men, though theoretically free, are seen to submit supinely to oppression and exploitation of 100 abhorrent sorts. Have they no means of resistance? Obviously they have. The worst tyrant, even under a democratic plutocracy, has but one throat to slit. The moment the majority decides to overthrow him, he would be overthrown. But the majority lack the resolution. It cannot imagine taking the risk. I'm reminded of the cartoon where you have one politician standing out on a long plank, and what's keeping him from going off the edge of the cliff is a massive number of people who are standing on the other end. All you have to do is just get off the train.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci. Does it matter if I'm invested with Bill Gates and many of the same vaccines I push on you? It's the same thing with the health ministers in the UK and Europe. They're all invested as well. But the governments have decided it's not a conflict of interest. Also, the media is going to call me a genius when the second wave I've been warning of comes in the fall and winter, because we're going to count all the flu and all the pneumonia and cold deaths of old people again. And the lockdown will never end. That's why we're saying the vaccine will take several years. But don't worry, it'll come out. I'll make a bunch of money. You'll get sick, but that's okay, because I ran the Wuhan lab, and it's all public, but I don't get in trouble. If you talk bad about me, we use Big Tech to shut you up.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water.
Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor?
The moment the majority decides to overthrow a tyrant, there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. But as H. L. Mencken pointed out in 1926, the majority lacks the resolution. It cannot imagine taking the risks. This is where we are today. We're a nation of cowards. Nobody will stand up. As a matter of fact, most people, if you stand up and even criticize what President Trump is doing, it's absolutely amazing to me, the cult that has been built around this man. I was very concerned when I saw this around Obama. If you remember, going back 2008, you had the paramilitary youths that were, marching to Obama, and the kind of loyalty, the projection of everything that they wanted onto this man. I thought, this is really dangerous. This is a cult. Same thing has happened with President Trump. He knows it, and he uses that. I mean, if you think that President Trump is on your side, then unlike Obama or somebody who is openly saying, we're going to take everything you got, and he's saying, well, I don't think that's necessarily a good idea. Well, if he really doesn't think it's a good idea, then he would be open to your suggestions when he's going in the wrong direction, when he's going in the same direction as the Democrats. But no. Don't criticize Trump by any means, because, then we might get the same thing that he's working to accomplish from the Democrats. Draconian measures by the state against the masses require the cooperation of the masses. Logic, however, would dictate that this fake pandemic should be over for good. After we saw these CDC death figures, the 94% that had multiple comorbidities, an average age of about 80 years old, 2.6 comorbidities and so forth. I have exposed all this from the beginning, and so have many others. I have the senator who they have ruthlessly come after because he's been a medical doctor for decades. He said, we don't typically do any kind of autopsies, and there's no autopsies being done on this, and we don't have tests for this. They're just telling us to presume this, and it's ridiculous that everybody is presuming. This is the essence of this lie about 200,000 dead. But what this means is that the entire virus scam was a fraud all along, writes LouRockwell.com. It's now time to consider the possible tactics that will be used against the, used by the state against all of us, both parties, especially those that continue to question, those who refuse to comply with the idiocy that's called the pandemic. It is imperative to understand that nothing happening is organic or natural. Do you understand that? This is not something just fell in their lap. It would be bad enough if it had been a real pandemic and they shut everything down. They assumed all these draconian powers. You know what would have happened then? They would have sat back and said, you know, I kind of like being the king. It's good to be the king. I'm going to keep this power. It's even worse than that because they engineered this. The Chinese engineered it. And as I said this weekend, I said World War III has started already. The difference is that World War III is not going to be fought nation to nation. World War III is going to be fought with Quislings in control of each national government coming after their own citizens. It's already begun. It began with economic sanctions and a lockdown. It began with the Chinese plan being implemented by these Quislings in every nation. And it's only going to get worse. We had Governor DeSantis tweeting out the stats, you know, that I showed you earlier when I said, nothing to worry about, Coon Man, you'll be fine. Calm down. You're going to be fine. Yeah, he's got the age of 50 to 69. He's got a 99.5% chance. Actually, it's better than that. Chance of recovering. Just don't let anybody know, Coon Man, that you took hydroxychloroquine. You can't tell people about that. Once the people are frightened enough, writes LouRockwell.com, the virus, the new vaccine will immediately be introduced. And you have to think about this. You know, what is in it besides RNA, DNA modifying issues? Because all the Operation Warp Speed frontline candidates were rushed to this because they could, they selected the ones that used a RNA modifying tactic because they could do it the quickest. Never had a drug, never had a vaccine that uses that before. So besides that, what other harmful adjuvants might be in there? What other viruses might be in there? The FDA is nearing approval of a biochip implant that could be injected by use of a hydrogel solution. And then, of course, central to all of this is the farce called the presidential election. And it is a farce. Come on, you look at all this ballot harvesting, all the corruption that is in your face about this stuff. Why is that happening? Again, because of the lockdown. The lockdown has enabled this everything that we see that is the core part of this coup. It'll bring with it chaos, looting, rioting, property destruction, hatred within the population at large. This is about creating a civil war. See, this is not an election. This is a prelude to civil war. And this is why both sides are complicit in this. The Republicans could easily stop this. You've got Republican governors left and right who are keeping this going, like Abbott here in Texas. Oh, can't vote in public. No. Masks and all this other kind of stuff. No. Got to keep this thing going. Why? They know. They're not stupid. They know this is going to be chaos. They know it's going to be an election that nobody believes. They want it to be tied up. They want this to happen. And Trump isn't doing anything to stop it either. You know, he just released, for the first time, he's been there for 4 years now. One of his first things is going to be to get rid of Obamacare. He just released some executive orders that purport to do that. The reality is that he didn't even need to do the executive orders. There were any number of ways that he could have overturned it legally. Even the Supreme Court lies put out there by John Roberts. Again, Obamacare. Why do we have Obamacare? Oh, because of a corrupt Supreme Court, because of a corrupt Republican appointee, George W. Bush put Roberts in, who lied, obviously compromised, obviously blackmailed. He wrote both decisions. He made it contingent on the fact that, well, you can't force people to buy insurance, but you can call it a tax. And then as a tax, you can force them to buy private insurance. And then the Republicans got rid of the tax. That should have stopped it right there. The Trump administration did not push that. Waits right before the election to say, I've got a plan. I've got some executive orders that would change this if you put me in another time. See, he doesn't really want to change this. He just wants to use it as a wedge issue, like the abortion issue. This is the way the Republicans have always played the game. And this is why nothing in Washington ever changes. Stop being used by these people. They have no intention of changing anything. And they have no intention of fixing the election or stopping the chaos. They want the chaos. They want this. Both sides want it. Untold chaos, looting, rioting, property destruction, hatred amongst the population at large. It'll be used against all of us in this country. Even more division will be forthcoming. More uncertainty, more violence. This abhorrent election, regardless of outcome, will be a disaster. It will only extend the terror that we've been facing since March of this year. And he ends it with a quote from Thomas Paine. The slavery of fear made men afraid to think. Boy, is that not a description of this time, this season that we're in right now. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at President Trump's executive orders about health care, the good, bad, and the ugly. And then we'll take a look at his program to give $500 billion of welfare to black businesses only, banning Antifa, the KKK, calling them terrorist organizations. But Black Lives Matter is just fine. Isn't that interesting? Also, we'll make Juneteenth a national holiday. Seriously, that's a proposal from Trump. Seriously. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhorn, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up. Under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We have an interesting clip here from Joe Biden. We'll just play the clip and I'll let you enjoy it without any prelude here. Guys, video clip number 3. Go ahead and roll that.
That's why I made it a priority my entire career to work closely with you. From the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago. You know, as well as my tenure as vice president.
Okay, so is it 180 years ago plus 10 years as vice president? Is that 190 or is that deducted from that? I don't know. So that takes him back to his first campaign, 1840. There you go. Remember that campaign? I mean, we've got the slogans still from it. Famous, Tippecanoe and Biden too. That means that he was around through the Dred Scott decision, and Civil War and all. So, you know, he had to be kicked out. He obviously supported slavery as part of that white elitist power structure. Yeah. I don't know where he, where his head is anymore. 180 years ago, Joe Biden. He also claimed that he attended a historically black college. Of course, this is last year, and it's being resurfaced now as people are going back to the archives. We've got archives of a video of Biden calling troops stupid bastards when they wouldn't clap. The recording, you can see him say, "I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill, and two, I appointed Johnson to the academy. I just wanted you to know that." When nobody reacted, Biden says, "Clap for that, you stupid bastards." And he calls the soldiers a dull bunch, adding, "It must be slow here, man." Okay, there you go. And then he talks about how he attended the historically black college, the HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. He said, "I got started out of an HBCU, Delaware State." That's how he got started. He got started there. Now, I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State. Except that he never went there. The people at Delaware State, the historically black college and university that he virtue signaled about attending, he was a commencement speaker here in 2003 and 2016. In 2003, he was awarded an honorary doctoral degree. Oh, there you go. Only problem is he said he started out there. He started out there. See, this is how absurd this whole election cycle is. There's absolutely nobody showing up to hear him speak. I mean, take a look at Joe Biden campaigning for Joe in Papillon, Nebraska. It's like, looks like an old folks retirement home with about 8 people in a circle spread apart. Didn't look any better at a rally that I saw. I think it was in Florida. I was going to show the clip of it, but it was just so long, even time-lapse photography. because most of the time they spend very tightly focused on Joe Biden so that you can't see that there's no crowd there. I mean, it was no better when Joe Biden was speaking in Florida. And, of course, today, for the 10th time this month, he has called. No, actually, that was Saturday. Saturday, he called a lid. That's technical jargon for he's going to sleep in. He's tired. 10th time this month he's done that. But, you know, when we look at what is happening with President Trump in terms of the pandering, it's not much better. I mean, when we look at what Trump released over the weekend, he calls it his platinum plan. His platinum plan. Seriously. He is going to a platinum plan for black Americans. And what he is doing is he's throwing a half a trillion, $500 billion. And this is reparations light, folks. Just as we've already had our first taste of universal basic income, the radical plan, pushed by the technocrats, of course. And we all looked at this and said, are you crazy? Every aspect of the Green New Deal has been put in place with this lockdown, including universal basic income, the CARES Act. Rampant with corruption. $80 million to Planned Parenthood. Vast amounts of money did not go to the small businesses. No, the point of all of this was to shut down the small businesses and make sure that only the public-private partners, the big corporations who are going to push these mandates, this corporate lockdown, that they survived, that their competitors did not, that you have no option of anywhere to go. But when we look at this, it's going to be loan guarantees. So it's going to be access to banks. Banks are going to get to channel this money out and make money off of this, be subsidized loans from the government. So the bankers are happy about that. And I imagine, the black businesses are really happy about that. I mean, half a trillion dollars, you know, that $500 billion is going to give only to black businesses is more than about the $300 million that was supposed to be in the payroll protection plan. It's given them considerably more. And this is only for black businesses. See, I don't like welfare. I don't like universal basic income. I don't like communism. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for the recipients either. But I especially hate it when it's racist. I especially hate racist pandering plans from people like Trump. And that's what this is. He comes out and he says, well, we're going to outlaw, we're going to outlaw Antifa and we're going to outlaw the Ku Klux Klan. But it doesn't say anything about Black Lives Matter. They're okay. I'm telling you, folks, this is cartoon level pandering by Trump. Had somebody, when I criticized that on Twitter, came back and says, give him a break. He's just trying to win the election. Let me tell you something. Winning the election doesn't mean that the end justifies the means. That's the communist slogan. Anybody who will use that, it's reprehensible. He swore to uphold the Constitution. Welfare programs, especially welfare programs reserved for one class of people, that's nothing but reparations. And he's going to make Juneteenth a national holiday as well. What about, you know, we've had 100,000 business owners that have been put out of business so far by Trump's lockdown. And it is Trump's lockdown. Guidelines and recommendations from Fauci. He took credit for it at the RNC. It's his lockdown. He owned it. He's got his daughter pushing masks. He's got Brad Parscale pushing masks. Now Brad Parscale is about to commit suicide. They got him locked up in a padded cell. The Trump campaign is suicidal. And they've got you on suicide lockdown as well. This is a murder-suicide campaign, if ever there was one. No, Black Lives Matter is not a terrorist organization, in spite of the fact you just had a bunch of Trump supporters mowed down by a Black Lives supporter over the weekend. As he's unveiling this plan, he refuses to call them a terrorist organization. They refuse to investigate the Soros connections to Black Lives Matter. They refuse to stop the lockdown so we can have an in-person election. They want the chaos. Understand that. They want the chaos. You've got these people who are now facing eviction everywhere. And you've got the CDC saying, we will determine when you can evict people and when you can't. This is being put in place by Trump. Again, overthrowing the Constitution, giving them dictatorial powers. Why? To pander to people. Rather than fixing the problem, rather than ending the lockdown, rather than putting out an executive order to say we're going to end this, he'll give authority to the CDC to set rules for when people can be evicted or not. This is insanity. This is what happens when you decide that the Constitution no longer exists. It's absolute insanity. And when you look at the healthcare program, one of the things, it's got some good things on the healthcare program. If they, in fact, do it, he says it's going to be an executive order. Well, why didn't he do the executive order at the very beginning? Why'd he wait till now? If you really think he's going to do this, there's one problem with it. And that is that he's going to require insurance companies will not be able to keep you from buying insurance if you've got a pre-existing condition. Well, you know, there's things that we could do to keep insurance companies from dropping you if you had a pre-existing condition. But the government doesn't need to be in the business of micromanaging health insurance. That's not a proper understanding of individual liberty or the Constitution or market forces or anything else. It is unsustainable. It is not insurance if you say that you can get insurance after you're already sick. That's not insurance. That's not sustainable. That is a plan for destroying any private health care at all. There are things that need to be done to fix health care that should have been done, that could have been done. As I point out, you had the Republican Congress remove the prevarication used by Roberts to enforce Obamacare. They took away the penalty. They said, therefore, it's no longer a tax. It could have ended. Why are we waiting till now? Oh, because it's election politics. Do you believe it will really happen after the election is over? I don't. I've watched what did not happen with health care for the last 4 years. Oh, I can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about the DACA program either. Supreme Court won't let me. But now he's going to do an executive order, he says. We'll see. All right, that's it for the program, folks. Thank you for listening. If you want to keep this on air, make sure you look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Winter Sun now, very essential for your immune system, that forgotten protection against not only the novel, but any real viruses as well. Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D Plus, Vitamin K, selling out now, 25% off plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a broad base of vitamins and minerals, now 10% off plus free shipping. Don't forget storable food. You've already got the grocery stores picking up their pandemic pallets. They know that it's going to get bad come winter. You better too. InfoWarsStore.com. You can find those about 2 weeks out.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny. That's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's going to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.